Hey everybody, my name is Peter Stab. I'm a business development coordinator at the National Sports Forum. Guess what? You're listening to Cut to the Chase.
Stepping out beyond boundaries takes courage and the ability to dream. We are excited to share our new audio podcast called Cut to the Chase. The structure of this podcast embodies open dialogue with friends, family, and professional colleagues, talking about things that impact our ability to thrive. We hope that you will join our unscripted, unbridled podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase, episode 83, Play It Forward. Now, wait a minute, Greg. You said play it forward and not pay it forward? Yep, I said play it forward. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's very similar, okay? So with regards to pay it forward, we all understand that that is something someone does, something for you, and instead of paying that person, they basically forward it on to another person in a good gesture. And so today, as we talk about play it forward, it pretty much represents our featured guests. And so to set the stage and the tone for kind of how we want to have this dialogue today, I found a quote that I think really resonates with what we're going to talk about today. And it goes like this. It says, at the end of the day, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have uplifted, who you have made better, and it's about what you have given back. And so to our listeners today, I'm just going to be upfront and just totally just transparent with you. Since I've met this guy, he has been a rock star. He has been someone that basically can fit into literally anyone's daily life. And so our featured guest is a San Diego native. He's a recent college grad. Of course, he graduated in the early stages of the pandemic. Of course, bad timing for him. We didn't say he was a planner, but he graduated from Ohio State with a major in sports management, finance, and business analytics. He's gone on to work for National Sports Forum and a sports sports conference company as a business development coordinator. He's also worked for the USA Football at the marquee events such as the Super Bowl and the NFL Draft to promote the games of football to youth and the host cities. He's an avid sports fan, of course, like me, you know, certainly diehard, right? So he's an avid sports fan who has always believed that sports can help change the world for the better and also wants to take part in that change. Sports is entrenched in his family, and he has one sister who is a professional soccer player with the United States for the Washington Spirits. And so that's all the things off of his bio, but I'm going to share some additional, I won't even call them trivia, but I'm just going to share some things with you that I've known about our featured guest. He is the essential guy that when he says he's going to do something, he delivers. He's the guy that when you talk with him through a live video chat, he's always got a smile on his face. He's the individual that congruently provides you with the education and knowledge in any situation, particularly as it relates to his business development, that helps you align your business with being successful. He's a dear friend. He's a colleague. He's a professional. He's someone that has really, really reached out and helped myself and my business partner out immensely. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce our audience to Mr. Peter Stab. Peter, any opening remarks?
Wow, that was an incredible introduction. I really appreciate that. You know, you actually hit it spot on the fact that, yes, I am smiling right now while we're voice recording this. So I like to say most of it was spot on. And, you know, I really do think that sports makes a change. And think I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about what the podcast about Play It Forward today. And I think I've been a big part in, you know, trying to play it forward, not even on the sports, not even on just the side of like paying it forward and helping others, but also making an impact in either the sports realm, helping others be able to get the game of sports or just be a part of the game of sports in some sort of aspect. But, you know, looking forward to talking more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's kind of cut to the chase. I mean, you know, first thing that I think our listeners will be very interested in is the fact that, you know, one, you're an avid sports fan, but also, you know, sports is entrenched in your family. And so when we talk about sports being entrenched in someone's family, I mean, there's always the question that comes up, whether there's your dad likes a team, your mom likes a team, and your sister likes a different team, and you like another team. I mean, is there like a rivalry that goes on in your house?
So, you know, on the side of actual sports, there is no real rivalries. Yeah. The only ones that really come about are, I guess, from my sister in my school right now. So she went to Clemson University. So she may have the upper hand in a good amount of sports right now, considering Clemson's one of the best in the football for collegiate sports. And I went to Ohio University, and the MAC, while it's fun, we play on midweek games because that's the only time we can really get showtime. So I would say that's our biggest rivalry. But, you know, my father played sports growing up, did wrestling, football. I had my mom grow up, she was playing, she did track as well, and as well as her brothers and my dad's brothers and sisters all played sports. So sports was always kind of my life growing up. And growing up in San Diego, even though we didn't have that big of sports teams, like I know the Chargers were a decent size, Padres were okay. The sport was still heavily played here. I mean, there's a lot, the population in San Diego is huge. And my dad and actually my uncle are really good friends with Junior Seau. He used to play for the Chargers, actually inducted into the Hall of Fame, played for the Patriots and Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So football was really the number one sport that stuck with us. I played that since I was, first time you could actually put on pads and legally play the game of football. I probably played the game of football at that age. And it really, my first coach, actually, he was probably one of the toughest coaches I've ever had. And to this day, those were probably still one of the tougher practices I've ever had. But guaranteed by far my favorite coach, because he always told me, because hard work pays off. We don't do excuses. You'll find a way to find a way. And we did find a way. And it made me a tougher person. It made me a stronger person. But also made me realize that on a football field, there's 11 people. You need at least 11 people to do their job. So you always need everybody on the same page, but always trying to uplift others. You can't put someone down for messing up on a play. What is that going to do next play? It's going to hurt them. You want to do what's best for the team. And ultimately, what's best for everybody and always is trying to do better. So trying to uplift others and trying to make the best out of every situation.
Yeah. Certainly appreciate you sharing that that backstory with us, because, you know, it's so important that, you know, as you talk about, you know, the fact of how we must come together as a team and how we must kind of uplift one another, particularly in, you know, team sports, you know, it really goes back to how I know you, and it kind of solidifies, you know, the history and the makeup of who you are as an individual, because, you know, you have this philosophy that's built into you, and it's not necessarily something that, you know, you have to even force or you have to even try to go out of your way to do. It just happens naturally, you know, with regards to how you play it forward. And it's like in everything you do, it's like, you know, you walk into a room, it's like, hey, Pete is here. You know, we've got energy in the room because we've got the smile. And that philosophy, man, I tell you, that philosophy is stellar, man. I mean, you know, it's just undeniable, you know, the amount of energy that you have and what you've done, not only for our company, but I'm sure for many, many other companies and clients that you've worked with. And so my next question goes back to the fact you're involved with sports. Your parents are involved with sports. Sports are very disciplinary in the aspect of sportsmanship. You have to have the mental toughness and the game intelligence to kind of solidify whether or not you're actually good or bad, because you got to have, you know, that acumen involved in there. But where did that philosophy come in with regards to the balance that you have about life? Was that something you, gathered from your parents and your upbringing. Walk us through that, because it's a very humbling type of scenario when you are engaged with people and how you allow yourself to be extremely helpful.
Yeah, you know what? It kind of does touch back to like my childhood. The way I always grew up was, you know, always try and do the best, make the best out of every situation, but also make sure you always work hard. You only have one life. You live it to the most you can, but why not try and make everybody else's life here the best that it can be here? My sister, we're about 13 months in age, I'd say, and we're always been close. I talked to her probably at least 3-4 times a week now, but when we were young, we hung out every single day. We did everything together. And whenever I'd hang out with her friends, they'd always say that, yeah, he's always has a smile. He always likes just talking to people. And I do. I'm honestly curious pretty much for any single topic out there to learn something new. And when I learn something new and it's interesting, or I find something that might be applicable for something moving forward too, I instantly start thinking of, oh, shoot, wait, this can be used for this. Oh, wait, I start doing more research. I start understanding it. And I guess it's being helpful in a way, but it's also just the way I've learned and the way I've been taught to be curious, learn something new and try and help others in the process. My parents have always been telling me, you got to continue to work hard. And always just trying to be helpful to others as well. And so throughout the process, I've learned that hard work does pay off and you get to meet incredible people throughout the process. Like how, for example, I probably would have never met you, Gregory, if I didn't work hard to get to the job I am right now with the National Sports Forum. And that right there is now being able to me to help pass it on for you and helping grow TruSpot on the side that I know you from with TruSpot Technologies, because I see the value there. And once I saw the value and I saw how it was helpful, I immediately started thinking, oh, wait, this can be used for concerts. Oh, shoot. But when you brought up that you said, oh, you were talking out about it for other aspects, I was like, oh, wow, this is incredible. This is awesome to see. And so it kind of just touches on the fact that it piques my interest and I'm always just curious and looking to help others.
Yeah, yeah. So throughout your career, you know, obviously you've had an opportunity in a very short period of time that you've been involved with the National Sports Forum to really kind of build a professional network and a rapport of people, which you've talked about a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with regards to how you've established, you know, yourself to kind of play it forward and hold yourself to a higher standard and ensure that you never have kind of a bad experience. I guess my next question to you is, have you ever had a bad experience?
You know what? Yeah, I have had bad experiences before. And that's honestly what's made me kind of more the person who I am today. And right now I'm still growing. I'm still growing as a person and most likely moving forward, I'll have more bad experiences. I've had times where I was going through an internship as well. And honestly, it was not what I signed up for. It really was not my cup of tea. But instead of quitting on it and saying, oh, shoot, I didn't like it, it was going to give a bad mark. What I did was I understood that, hey, I have it for 4 more months. It's only a summer internship. I can get through it. I can make money another way. I can hang out with my friends again. But why don't I do this, at least maintain this relationship, and then move forward and understand that I didn't like this. This isn't part of who I am, or this isn't what I want to do. And so from actually building from those bad experiences, it makes you a little bit more understanding, a little bit more appreciative of the good experiences, wanting more of those good experiences, which then, you know, of course, like I say, pushes you to work harder. And, you know, I would say I've had a couple bad experiences, a lot of good experiences, but bad experiences shape you more. And there's been times throughout where I've been down on myself, but I always know there's light at the end of the tunnel and I always just got to push forward.
Yeah. 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 Well, certainly very well stated there, Peter. You know, with regards to, you know, just so many interesting aspects to your job, particularly as it relates to, you know, the network of people that you deal with and how you enhance their personal life and their professional life as well, you know, particularly as it relates to, you know, let's just say a small business that's trying to get into, you know, the presence of being able to meet and greet and associate and facilitate with some of the, you know, decision makers. And I think, you know, your organization offers kind of a large opportunity to be able to, you know, have everybody, you know, kind of collected into one central location where if you are, you know, into sports, and you're trying to make that connection, you know, it provides you a well sought out type of investment to just participate, you know, because, you know, that opportunity is very vast. So my question to you is when you are a small business and you're looking to really kind of elevate yourself and really find a way to align with those type of engagements, how does your role partake in aligning those engagement with someone that you have picked up as a new customer or client? And how do you get them into the situation to where they are, you know, being viewed as, let's just call it a disruptor or, you know, a change in the market?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to touch on a little bit at the beginning, when you were talking about the value, and I appreciate you see that because I'm really excited, especially when we can finally get back to live events, whenever that is, 2021, 2022. I'm excited to get you out there to a live National Sports Forum event because you really get to see the power of what they call that forum family and all that relationship building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but kind of touching on the fact of trying to align their values, the main goal of my job is business development, not only for our company, but for the other company. I'm here to look for out what's the best for both sides. And what we like to say at the National Sports Forum is we are a conduit for business. We bring together people who are innovative and have interesting ideas, technology, solutions, services. And we bring together sports teams, which is our niche, who are looking for these type of things, looking for these type of and exciting ideas, such as TrueSpot, how we met. And so I actually came across Gregory here, you on LinkedIn. And I, you know, I was like, TrueSpot Technologies. I kind of looked into it a little bit more. I was like, virtual seating. This sounds something like our audience would be really kind of looking towards as we focus more on your ticket sales, your marketing, your sponsorship, and business development. So kind of what we do is where I kind of fit in is I look, I'm like, okay, I talked to you, Gregor. I was like, what are you trying to do? Who are you trying to get in front of? And what is the purpose or how is this being used? Once I see the value and once I know that I can see that all of our audience uses it, I immediately start going to work. What's the best routes to go? Should we integrate maybe your technology into one of ours? Now, it's a little bit different in the virtual setting than if we're in a live setting, because in the live setting, you could, for example, I know a POS system has done before. They've integrated into utilizing their POS system as like an app for choosing what you want to drink, and then someone brings it out to you at our event. Right there, they integrated in and they can showcase their technology. So we kind of align in the middle where I understand what this company wants and kind of is looking for to grow in this business. And I understand we have this audience that is available. And we really try and make sure that our audience understands this value because we see the value in it ourselves. We just need to get it to those decision makers, as you were saying, to see the value and want to bring it back into their organization too.
Yeah. 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 And I, you know, from our standpoint, you know, you guys do, an outstanding job of being able to bring forth, you know, all of the right decision makers as it relates to, you know, particularly the national sports, professional leagues and collegiate leagues that allow for you to have that ability to, like I said, have everybody collective into one location and, you know, provide an open forum to be able to meet and greet and network and spend, you know, the 30 seconds or 5 minutes or 10 minutes kind of rubbing elbows because all of those things are extremely important.
Yeah. And I guess one of the big things about the National Sports Forum too, and the reason why it's kind of like, as you were saying, it provides that value is we don't try and do just one-offs where we bring up somebody. And I kind of alluded to this at our event. We don't just bring up a company, just pitch them real quick, kind of put it out there, keep going. We want to build that relationship because we call it the forum family. We hope you continue to come back and because our audience is going to create that relationship with you. So, hey, they may not be able to use you today. They may not be able to, hey, I can't use your software today. We don't have the money. We don't have this. We don't have that. Or, hey, you know what? We're signed on with this company for a couple more days. You've built that relationship now, not just a one-off where you've pitched them one time and that's it, but you've built a relationship where it's, hey, how are you doing? With Gregory, we talked before we jumped on this podcast for probably 15 minutes. So you try and create a relationship rather than just a, hey, this is what we do. We can give you this. We can do that. No, we want to provide that value. When you come to our events, we want you to walk away by thinking, wow, I just met so many cool people. This is an incredible event. I want to come back. When is this going on again? We don't want you to be like, oh, okay, so it was all right. We only got two leads. We only did this. We want you to understand that there's this value and there's a relationship you're building rather than just doing a couple one-off events here and there.
Sure. Absolutely. So, you know, Pete, I have high admiration for you and who you are as an individual, both personally and professionally. And it's always been curious to me, you know, I've known, you know, a little bit about your vision and kind of your mantra of being able to partake in, you know, the change that is going on in the world and how sports can help change to make things a better, you know, a better environment and a better circumstance for, you know, not only equality, but, you know, so forth and so on, diversity. But when you start to consider what is happening in our current situation today and the importance of the part that sports plays, not only in its competitive nature, but in its togetherness and unity, and really bridging the gap for diversity and inequality and social, you know, type of injustice. Those things resonate to the highest degree, considering what we've gone through over the past, you know, several years or so. Mm-hmm. And so as you see sports as being the leader, the trendsetter, kind of the game changer with all of these things that I've mentioned, how do you see yourself playing a role in that, particularly as where you stand today in the aspect of being a BD person in an environment where you're basically bridging the gap and you're connecting the dots? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
No, yeah, especially like the big thing that I've noticed is bridging the gap is huge, and understanding that sports plays more than a role than just a competitive game that you can have fun watching or you bet on or you gamble. There's big times that always remind me of, whether it be after 9/11 when Mike Piazza hit a home run and you saw the impact that it had on the crowd. They're crying. They're doing this. When Big Poppy came out after the Boston Marathon, mm-hmm. and he came out and said, this is our effing city. Mm-hmm. When you see the players standing up in the NBA for social justice issues this past year in the NBA and making a prominent statement, they're making it known, not just on the court, but off the court. And in general, you're making it more than just the game. And what I think moving forward is it is more than just a game. There's opportunities to grow not only just the game, but grow everybody, grow people to be able to play the game, not just being it accessible for some, but accessible for all. When I do things for USA Football, we go to the elementary schools in the cities, whether it's been to Nashville for the NFL draft or the Atlanta or Miami. You go to those schools in the elementary schools, you go to the middle schools, and you promote the games to all, because you want, yes, it's fun as a game just to continue to play, but it's an opportunity to unite people. Football, especially for me, is huge. It's not just one person, especially in football, can make a move. Yes, a quarterback gets paid the most. Yes, defensive linemen, offensive linemen are important. Yes, wide receivers are important. But there are 22 people each time you play a football game that matter on that field. You can't just do it by yourself.
Right.
And you can't continue to just push yourself forward over others. If you just do that on a team, you're looked at as an outcast. You're not a leader. You're just looking out for yourself. And a leader is a person who understands and he wants to build up all. And where I see myself as, and especially in the business development world, is I'm trying to be a leader. I have built in this professional network, not only on my USA Football side, but with the National Sports Forum. We're starting to include more diversity and inclusion into our content to kind of, because it's a growing aspect in the world of sports. And what we say at the National Sports Forum too, is we're on top of important aspects in the game of sports. And when this is important, and it's about uniting us together in a time where I would say United States is pretty ununited, I'm looking for a way to help kind of bridge everything and bring it together. And when you bring in new companies and you allow existing companies to grow and you allow just sports to grow in general, you're allowing a more positive outlook on the world and you're allowing more people to feel happy and be happy, I guess. And so my goal is just to try and bring together all of that and do the best I can in my role. Because no, I'm not a decision maker yet, but ultimately one day I hope I am. And hopefully I've set myself up for when I do become a decision maker, where I can put in place different types of aspects. And I know people in big places that can help me make issues that I'm passionate about happen.
Right, right. Yeah, we certainly agree with you on the front of the importance and the significance of what sports plays a role in all of these different types of disturbing situations, if disturbing is probably not quite the right word to utilize, but certainly, you know, we
impactful situations.
Yeah, impactful.
Situations impactful. That have made have made an impact on our society like right. this. Over time, those are impacts you remember. You remember these different types of games. You remember people taking a stand throughout games. You remember different types of moments in sports that meant more than just the game. And so I think when you see those and you notice those and you see how much sports is valued by people, it's a tool that can be used to help make a change for the better. And you know, hopefully I'm just starting my career, but hopefully I can lead kind of some way down that path.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you, like you said, you hit that, you know, nail on the head with regards to the impactfulness, because, you know, it goes from, you know, the younger sports fan to the older sports fan, you know, to the people they look up to as role models and coaches and leaders. And I mean, it just covers the full gamut. You know, sports has always been, you know, the way that we have brought it together with TruSpot, it's always been a way to put aside your differences, bring forth that unity and bring forth that togetherness, you know, that I was speaking about earlier, because it allows for us to kind of transcend into something that allows for us to get, you know, not only competitive, but we have, you know, our energy tied into something and our momentum tied into something that basically kind of relieves all of those external things that sometimes it just causes us a lot of problems. You know, when you've got 65,000 people in a stadium and they're all screaming about goal, or they're all screaming when the ball's stolen or an interception or something like that, that energy, I mean, that energy in itself is something that, you know, if no one's ever experienced that, I tell you, it is like a roar of 1,000 locomotives. And when you get a crowd with that much energy, you know, and that much impactfulness going on in a stadium, it really shakes you to the core. And I've had a lot of experiences in a lot of different countries to experience that. And I'll tell you, there is nothing quite like it when you have that many people focused in on something so important as a game or a concert or something, you know, like we've talked about, that is so impactful. And it's extremely, extremely important to ensure that as we do move forward in society, you know, it plays its part in cultivating the change. And so, Peter, you know, we're almost out of time, and I'll tell you, man, you know, you've provided us with a lot of great insight, you know, regarding Play It Forward. And again, you know, like I said, it's been a quite honor and a pleasure to have you on board, you know, for a few moments to kind of share some of your thoughts and you know, your overall experiences. And so as we wrap up here, I'd like to basically give you a couple moments to kind of leave our audience with a few takeaways or a few remarks.
Yeah, you know, I also just want to start. Thank you so much, Gregory, for having me on here. I've been able to listen to a couple episodes ever since I met you. And, you know, just your passion for not only TruSpot Technologies, where I've kind of more interacted you with, but even Cut to the Chase podcast. I mean, you are continuously working on these podcasts, working on TruSpot, and you have a vision and you have a passion. And it's awesome to see that. And it's awesome for me to be along for your ride as well. And I'm looking forward to continuing our relationship and building it moving forward, not just on the aspect of relation or on the business side, but even on that personal side. As I mentioned, we talked so long before.
Sure.
But over even to the guests and listening today, I think the biggest thing is find something you're passionate about, whether it be sports, whether it be entertainment, whether it be books, whether it be social justice, whether it be food, whether it be anything in our world, and find out how it can be utilized, how it can be used and help others. I found out sports. I can't play sports anymore. I wish I could. I'm still decently young, but you know, I'm not cut out for the professional sports. So what I found out was I can help out on the business side of sports, and I can help make that a better place and help bring in innovative companies. And I can also help out the youth with sports. And so just finding out what you're passionate about and finding different ways to help them, it's the easiest way. If you don't have the money to pay it forward, you might as well just play it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very well stated there, Peter. I tell you, you know, like I said, you know, we've been looking forward to collaborating on this platform for a couple months now. And
I know, yeah.
Kind of glad that we were able to pull this together. I know with the National Sports Forum conference you guys have coming up in February, I know your schedule is pretty busy. And certainly, again, I just want to say certainly appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to participate in this and basically sharing, you know, the importance of Play It Forward with our listeners and the significance of what it means to you, because I think that in itself adds a lot of value and it carries a lot of weight and merit as we move forward.
Thank you, Gregory. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate you having me on here. Kind of one last note on Play It Forward. Please support the NWSL Women's Soccer League. Let's always push more women's sport and go Washington Spirit too. Shout out to my sister.
Oh yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure when the podcast come out, you're going to make sure she listens to that, right?
Yeah. You know, always just trying to support, always, you know, it's always helpful to help out. You know, NWSL is a growing league and it's another professional league, but especially on the women's soccer, they don't get as much publicity, but they're always continuously growing. And I always just want to give shout outs when I can.
Cool.
Play tough soccer.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. And to our listeners, certainly we appreciate you guys tuned in to episode 83, Play It Forward. And as we wrap up, I have one final remark that basically goes like this. It says, carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward. Safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same thing for you. So to everyone out there, think about what Peter and I have talked about. We hope you have a wonderful day. Again, this has been episode 83, Play It Forward. Have a nice day. Be safe. God bless. Take care. And bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Cut to the Chase. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn at Cut to the Chase. You'll also find even more great content on our website at www.k2tcpodcast.com. Thank you and catch you on the next episode.